healthcare reform is coming and the medical world is still trying to figure it out. But what if you didn't care? What if insurance reimbursement was the furthest thing from your mind? Our guest today is going to talk to us about a cash-based physical therapy practice. Stay tuned for this next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
As promised, I am back today with Jared Carter, who is getting ready to introduce his ebook that will teach physical therapists all about his experience in dealing with a cash-based physical therapy practice. Welcome, Dr. Carter, to PT Talker today.
Thanks so much. Good to be here.
Well, it is actually my pleasure to have you, because this is a topic that we have not spent any previous time in the almost 3 years that we've been recording a podcast each week, is cash-based physical therapy. And you and I have had some conversations about it. You're really into it. Now, you're well, let's first talk about where you are. You're in Austin, Texas, and you're the proud owner of Carter Physiotherapy, located in Austin. How long have you had your own practice?
It's been a little over a year now. We're getting close to a year and a half.
Okay, year and a half. And from what I understand, business is good, but you do not mess around with any of the insurance forms.
No, very little paperwork, and I get to spend a full hour with each patient, so it's really nice. And it took off a lot faster than I actually expected. I figured it'd take quite a while to build up to a full schedule, but I was able to get there within about 6 months of starting out.
Okay, so when you first started then, you did accept insurance?
No, I went straight into a cash practice. I'd been an employee in the past, in both insurance-based and cash-based practices, so I kind of saw how both were run, and there was no doubt in my mind that if I did my own practice that I wanted to attempt to go with cash and not deal with insurance or Medicare.
Right. Certainly, I bet a lot of therapists have thought the same way, but of course, many are afraid to jump off that cliff or worried about what the consequences might be. Let me just tell our listeners, you are a PT, DPT, also certified manual therapist, mm-hmm. and so certainly you are one of those guys that did jump off the cliff. And looking back on it now, what would you say was, are you just naturally open to new ideas and new concepts that are totally unusual, or was this a big decision for you?
I would say somewhat yes to the first question. I don't mind taking risk. But once I kind of got the ball rolling and put some certain marketing techniques in place, I realized that the risk was probably a lot less than I expected up front, and that it ended up, certainly a lot of hard work, and I worked very, very hard, and I still do, to keep the full schedule going. But I think that a lot of people get hung up on this, this idea that it's a risk, that everything could fall apart, and, those who already have an insurance-based practice, adding cash services, it doesn't have to be a risk, because you can actually block out a little bit of time each week that are devoted, that you devote to doing cash-based treatments. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily have to be a huge risk. Now, if you're going to start your own practice and you're going to go straight from, being an employee like I was, into just starting a practice that's fully cash-based, there are definitely some things to kind of keep in mind as you go forward, and the types of marketing that you're going to do are going to be very different, or at least somewhat different than if you were starting an insurance-based practice.
Right.
That's what I've been kind of trying to cover in my website and in this upcoming ebook.
Okay. Now, let's just quickly mention your website. People could find out more information where?
It's drjaredcarter.com, so it's drjaredcarter.com.
Okay, great. Now, so let's talk then a little bit about how you go about setting up a practice that is reliant totally on cash. What are some of the things that you would tell listeners out there who are listening that they might want to keep in mind as it compares to an insurance-based practice?
So, saying something that's going to be applicable to all to all listeners is a little tough because everyone's situation is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for one, in terms of the difference in marketing and an insurance-based practice, obviously a great deal of your marketing, if not all of it, is going to be aimed at medical doctors, you know, to get them to send you referrals. Well, what I found in a cash-based scenario is that medical doctors are a little more reluctant to send patients where they can't necessarily use their insurance. And it's nothing personal against me or whoever's running the practice. It's just that, most insurance-based practices that are looking at going cash, you wouldn't want to expect all of your referral sources to continue being as strong of a referral source.
Now, can
so
I just let me just clarify
yeah,
that?
Go ahead.
Is that because you believe that they feel some empathy towards the patient, trying not to spend their money or increase, put a financial burden on the patient? Is it coming from that angle?
That may be the case, in some scenarios. But I think actually it's more so that, if they say, I want you to go see this guy because I know he does really great work, and then they call over and I say, well, I actually don't bill insurance, but I can provide you with receipts that you can send in subclaims. The fact is that most people do want to use their insurance. And when you go into a cash-based scenario, you have to realize that you're going into more of a niche market.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean there aren't a lot of people who are willing to pay out of pocket for a higher level of care and service. And that's where your marketing has to shift, and you have to effectively target those people with that mindset. And so that's, over the last year and a half, what I've kind of discovered, and also working in a cash practice before that, is that you definitely will still get referrals from doctors, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But you start to have to market more directly to the public and to people, who put a high level of priority on optimal functioning and are willing to pay out of pocket to get there and maintain that level.
Now, do you find that there are patients who have been through the system that have maybe been unsuccessful previously and for some reason view someone like you that can spend the time with them and really cater your services to them as being able to help them more than the place they were before?
Absolutely. I get that almost, weekly, maybe at least monthly. I'll have someone call and say, look, I've tried physical therapy before, but I found you online. I really liked what I read about your approach to treatment and how much time you spend. And I'm really, not interested in being in a clinic where someone's counting my repetitions, while two other patients are doing the same thing. I know that's just not a good spend, way to spend my time and money. And so, again, that's the kind of market or people with that kind of mindset are those who I target with the things I do online and with the networking I do and with the referral sources that I do target.
Now, Dr. Carter, what about the patient side of things? Are there, and how you set up the clinic itself, are there patients that are more oriented towards paying cash and therefore you have to offer specific services to them versus the standard patient that might come through the door in an insurance environment?
Yeah, the key there is that those who are really willing to pay out of pocket and pay cash and forego using their insurance, they're not going to do so if you're not offering something different. And so in my practice, I spend a full hour one-on-one with each patient. And in terms of the actual treatment, I'm very manual-based. And not to say that you have to be a manual therapist to have a cash practice, but that's just been my model. And so spending that full hour using a lot of hands-on techniques and then teaching them what they have to do on their own, but not having them, repeat things that they can do on their own in the clinic, is the approach that I've taken, and people seem to appreciate that, and it's a big part of what draws them in, is that, because even, if everything is equal between you and the skills of the physical therapist down the road, but you're able to spend a full hour one-on-one with them versus 15 minutes, you're simply going to, on average, get them better faster, and that's what people want, and that's what they're willing to pay cash for, is to get better as quickly as possible.
Right, that's always the bottom line. And just for clarification purposes, manual therapist in your world means very few modalities. You do not have, describe your clinic for us, maybe that would help.
Yes, so the clinic setup is very simple, very low overhead. I have a nice little waiting room, and then I have my treatment room, which has my desk as well. And so it's just me and my treatment table. I do zero modalities.
Okay.
I do, you know, I keep TheraBand and the things that I need to send them home with for their home exercises and things like that. But
sure.
It's pretty simple setup. It's just me and my table.
Yeah, so no cardio equipment or ultrasound steps,
no.
Any of that stuff. Okay,
no.
All right. Okay, so So the bottom line is then after a year and a half, have you met your goals, and how many patients do you see on a typical week, and you know, give us some metrics as far as success.
Okay, so obviously goals are going to be different for each practice, and how many staff PTs you want to ultimately have. I do down the road want to add some staff, but you know, I've been trying to build things, you know, slowly and steadily, and so far I've just decided to keep it a one-man show. So I allow myself to see five patients a day, so that's about 5 hours of treatment, and for a few reasons. One, that gives me a little time for administrative duties, so I don't have to hire someone to do that. If I were to add staff, I would definitely need to hire an admin person, and that'll be something I do down the road.
Right.
But also, like I said, I do a lot of manual therapy, so doing more than that is really, I mean, that alone is already kind of tough on the hands.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for that reason, I try to limit myself to five patients a day. In terms of metrics, sometimes I go over that if there's an emergency and someone needs to get in and I'm fully booked for the next few days, I'll see them after hours or on the weekend, but the rate for that goes way up. Financially, I'm really happy with how things are going, making more than I ever had in the past, and probably, hour-wise, working no more than I was as a staff PT, and I'm doing it as a practice owner, so it's really quite nice. I'm very happy with how things have gone so far.
Good for you. And can you share with us a kind of a range as to what you charge an hour, or how do you set your fees?
Yes, I charge $120 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't myself charge more for the eval just because I don't want to set up barrier to entry, although I do know cash practices that do charge more for the eval, but pretty much all my sessions are 1 hour, and they all cost $120.
Okay, sounds pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, and people can find you at drjaredcarter.com for information about not only you, but also your ebook that will be out shortly. Probably, you're thinking maybe towards the end of 2011?
Hopefully a little bit before that.
Okay.
I mean, I'm in the final round of edits, and we got to get it designed and posted on the website. But hopefully within the next, month or two, sometime early fall.
Early fall 2011. And the concept, the idea behind the book is simply what?
I'd say it's my story of my cash practice and all the things I've learned, the mistakes I've made, as well as all the things that I've learned you really have to do, and how the market changes, and how to target that market effectively through a variety of methods and get cash paying customers in the door.
Okay, make sure you let us know the minute it comes out.
All right, I will.
All right, well, thank you to you, Dr. Carter, for sharing your insights on a cash-based business here with all the listeners of PT Talker. We appreciate your time.
I really appreciate you having me. Thanks.
And I know we kept you from a patient, so we just kept you from making some cash. But hopefully, hopefully this was administrative time.
No worries. I'll make it up later.
All right. Good deal. Good for you. All right. You have been listening, as I said, to Dr. Jared Carter, who's the owner of Carter Physiotherapy in Austin, Texas. He's all about a cash-based business, and we're thrilled that he shared his information today on PT Talker. Want to remind everyone out there to tell your peers, your coworkers, other physical therapists out there that this great free tool exists in the world to help therapists, hopefully, help someone get well today. That's what I hope your goal is for today. This is Jeff Worrell saying thanks for listening.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.